Ah, yes, the sewer of New England. That would be my home state of Rhode Island. It's actually one of the nicknames it had during colonial times because the Baptists and the Methodists and the Catholic, everybody poured into New England instead of Puritan Massachusetts and all these other places. So one of the nicknames of Rhode Island was the sewer of New England. And you know what? Living up to that name, it just continues today. This is from the Blaze Media. School district officials declare that using wrong pronouns is, quote, an act of psychological violence that needs to be dealt with accordingly. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. From the great state of Rhode Island. A Rhode Island elected official school board involved in promoting a diversity, equity, and inclusion, or as we like to say around here, DIE, agenda in the district, recently came under fire for claiming that intentionally misgendering someone is an act of violence that needs to be dealt with accordingly. Now, the problem with Rhode Island, and I love it, that stupid piece of land up there. I know. I should not have any nostalgia for that state. I shouldn't. It's too expensive. The politics there are terrible. It's Massachusetts light. Meaning everything that Massachusetts does, Rhode Island tries to do. They have a little brother complex for the rest of New England. And this is the kind of stuff that is allowed to happen there. Jennifer Lima in North Kingstown, which is a very well-off area. It's a very well-off area. So it's a liberal white female. The enemy of humanity, the Western civilization. It is not communism, it is the educated liberal white female. She's an elected member of the North Kingstown School Committee, which when I was back there and I was sitting on the bench with the football team, never played. Shocker, right? I could have won the award for the cleanest uniform every season. She shared a social media post from an activist group on November 12th. That read, quote, purposely misgendering students is an act of violence. Respond accordingly. Of course, it's kind of ironic because they don't have guns in Rhode Island because it's a liberal state. So I don't even know what respond accordingly even means. Lima added to the shared post, quote, I recognize that some may find the use of this word violence in this post extreme. You think? You think because I didn't tell the person with the imaginary gender, I don't know, pansexual, whatever ones of the 72 that they're making up at this point, because I didn't use that pronoun, they have the right to enact violence? And the left is always so quick to violence, too. And that's why they condemn it. Because it's a psychological move on the part of the left. They downplay it. They say it's bad. They give it, oh, it's so bad. It's so this, it's that. They do it to lull you into believing that, oh, yeah, violence is bad. Violence, you know, we should never go to violence, blah, blah, blah. And then they go straight to it. They lull you into a sense of false security, saying, oh, they don't believe in violence. So I don't have to work as hard. I don't have to be ready for anything because we're in a peaceful place. Mostly peaceful place. And then when they don't get their way, they enact violence on you and you're on. See, the speed of violence is something people don't realize. The speed of it. When it actually goes into action. People, especially in Americans, have this idea, this optimism bias that when trouble is coming, they'll see it a mile away. No, none of us will. Very few of us see when trouble actually comes, we'll be able to prepare for it. But I think it's very interesting how she's going, oh, well, some of you intolerant dullets may find the use of the word violence extreme in this post. Quote, she continued, because she wasn't done. Oh, no. She persisted. Quote, any act of violence in our schools which creates an unsafe environment physically or emotionally by or for any member of the school community needs to be dealt with accordingly. So So are you going to have like a roving gang of aged single female teachers just walking the hallways like the Sharks or the Jets or the Crips and the Bloods? Hey, what's your pronoun? Well, she, them. You can pass. Right? Hey, what's your pronoun? He, him. I mean, I don't like it, but at least you recognize. You may pass. We don't take kindly to those people who don't pronoun. Any act of violence, which it's just an excuse, and this is why you shouldn't have your kids in public schools anyway, because it's run by these absolutely crazy people who think that you not telling a dude that he is a dude, you have to recognize that used to be Bobby, but Bobby is now Cindy, and Cindy goes by she, them. Bobby's got a deeper, blah, 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 blah. I'm trying to get this joke out. I'm so excited I can't. Bobby's got a bigger Adam's apple than I do. I will not be referring to him as she or them. Oh, violence! And then they beat you up. Your personal autonomy, your personal safety, all of these things are being violated because you will not conform to their imaginary world. I mean, if you look at the destruction of the way Twitter is just breaking down right now, and the fact that people are legitimately in fear of their own lives for some reason. Oh, Twitter is gone. It's over. It's all terrible. Why? Because people can say faggot? Because people can say there are two genders? It's funny. The guy who runs Mastodon, which is apparently this open source website that's a social media network. It's like their Gab. Everybody's, it's the hot, whoa, let's go to Mastodon. He's like, can you stop reporting and trying to ban people you don't like? This is not Twitter. Don't do that. Because they're all going to this website and they're mass flagging each other. Because it's all fake. Because we live in such a comfortable society. Even now, I get it. Even now where food prices are more expensive, gas, we're still very comfortable. I think we all need to admit that. Even in our toughest days, most 99.9% of us, even the ones that struggle with things like food. You know, we have fat people who are poor. Other countries, fat people are not poor. Fat people are, I mean, poor people are dead. Yes, I don't like the food that they have access to either, but compared to the rest of the world, the fact that you can walk into like a Quick Trip and get food for an entire day is a is something that the rest of the world just can't famine. Or fathom, not famine. Fathom. They can't understand this. So we have to make up these issues. Like this lady Lima. I forgot her first name. She's so boring like everybody else in life. Jennifer, like Jennifer Lima here. She's gotta come up. She's gotta create this fallacy of some kind of oppression to justify whatever kind of miserable existence that she has. You can say, I have a miserable existence, but at least I know I offered up to God. Hey, man, I'm sorry I'm miserable today. I know I got to be better. These people, it's expected. You got to be miserable. And that's what they deal with every single day. They wake up in this constant state of misery. They're so angry because the things that they want are unattainable. You can't be a woman. You can't be a man. Joe Biden is not a good president. All of these things are not... Joe Biden's not really president. All of these things are not real. What's her face? Katrine Lesbian John Perry Luke Picard. She's awful. She's not very good. Everything exists in the society on matchsticks. At least the construct we have. So that's why they need violence to push these things. Because anybody, and I'll say left or right, because I got people in Rhode Island I love that are quote unquote Democrats, but they're like these kids, they think they got their pronouns. What are they talking about? These crazy people. I don't even know what.
Gina, what? Is your kid? Gina, your kid thinks he's a girl now, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man. He came home one day and he said his name was Shirley. I don't know.
They don't understand this stuff either. But they just vote as kind of like just a thing to do.
Every 2 and 4 years, I got to go vote Democrat because I'm in the union and the union tells me I got to go vote. Yeah, I hate the taxes. I hate all this stuff up here, but I got to go vote Democrat because I'm in the union.